Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. I'd like to analyze an important sloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, which I've studied carefully and in which I found some interesting implications. This verse is in the 5th chapter, text 11. Tadvag visargo janathagha viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadhavati api namani anantasya yasong kintani yach shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhavaha. Translation: on the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. This verse contains some very interesting points. One is that this literature being described is meant to bring about a revolution. If we historically analyze the Bhagavatam, it was compiled by Srila Vyasadeva 5000 years ago, and it was compiled for the sake of bringing about a revolution in the world. Since the time of Srila Vyasadeva's writing this, we cannot find a revolution created by this literature until this present revolution of the Krishna consciousness movement, which is directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. That means that the Srimad Bhagavatam was composed for the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. The revolution being described in this world is a world revolution. So there's no doubt that this cannot but be applied to the present Krishna consciousness movement. Now there's another very interesting point here. It says, such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed. We all know, especially those of us who have read and relished Srila Prabhupada's original Bhagavatams written in Vrindavana and published in Delhi, that they were imperfectly composed. The indication I take from this verse is that this is a prediction of Srila Prabhupada's appearance and the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement to create a revolution to change the misdirected civilization that presently exists. Previously, Prabhupada has been described as Shakti-avesha avatara, and we find that generally avataras are predicted and described in the revealed scriptures. Here we find a genuine confirmation that Srila Prabhupada is the Shakti-avesha avatara of Lord Krishna, who was deputed by the Lord to accomplish the purpose described in this verse, to create a worldwide revolution in the misdirected lives of an impious civilization. Therefore, by analyzing and understanding this verse, we can get great inspiration and become very enthusiastic to help this revolution. Of course, before I became a devotee, I was also a revolutionary. Many of us were, although of a different type. Of course, but the revolutionary spirit is properly channeled in this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada is the greatest revolutionary. He actually knows how to transform the world into what it should be. A revolutionary generally is a person who has a vision of utopia or a vision of a better way in which the world can go on. So he tries, using his ideologies and rhetoric, to enlist support. Some revolutions are violent and some are non-violent, but generally they all fail either quickly or in the long run due to the people's imperfect notion of reality and their false goals of ideology. This revolution has the greatest revolutionary as its leader. He has a very clear vision of the world situation, a clear ideology which is taken directly from the Supreme Lord himself. Arjuna understood when Krishna spoke to him on the battlefield that by Krishna's arrangement, the outcome of the battle was already decided. Arjuna was to win and the opposing side was to be completely vanquished. Therefore, we can understand from the scriptural evidence that this revolution is to take place, that the misdirected civilization is to be redirected and established according to the Lord's plan in a Krishna-conscious civilization. Of course, we also know this from Lord Chaitanya's teachings, but now we can also know that it is found within the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam and that Srila Prabhupada's appearance is also predicted there. It can give us even more enthusiasm, more strength, more conviction that we will be successful in our revolutionary efforts. The people of the world will either have to accept the Krishna consciousness movement and redirect the impious lives or else be left behind. Of course, everyone will benefit. Every living entity who comes in touch with this movement, who comes in touch with the chanting, is being benefited and transformed. And the battlefield of Kurukshetra, because Krishna was present, the persons who would not accept Krishna and his devotees were weeded out, and Krishna and his devotees were established. The same thing is now taking place and success is certain. We simply have to apply whatever intelligence and abilities Krishna has given us in our respective fields by working cooperatively. It is a great battle. We may not always see it clearly, just as Arjuna in the chaos of the battle may not have been able to clearly see the outcome. But because he was confident of Krishna's plan, having heard it from Krishna himself, he had no fear. He was completely absorbed in his service, confident that in the end he and his brothers would be successful. The Srimad Bhagavatam is, after all, the literary incarnation of Krishna. So we know straight from Krishna's mouth that we are to be successful in our endeavor. All we require is conviction and complete dedication in whatever service Krishna has given us. It may look like chaos sometimes. Sometimes it appeared that the Pandavas were losing. There were setbacks. But because it was Krishna's plan, success was certain and ultimately victory was achieved. We can also be confident of the total victory of the Krishna consciousness movement. By Jagadisha Goswami. Thank you. Hare Krishna.